There were many Polish civilians here, and a few French women as well. The women silently greeted the musicians with their eyes. Franek, the foreman, assigned me to a corner. "Don't kill yourself. There's no hurry. But watch out. Don't let an SS catch you." "Please, sir, I'd like to be near my father."
"All right, your father will work here next to you."
We were lucky. Two boys came to join our group, Jossi and Tibi, two brothers from Czechoslovakia whose parents had been exterminated in Birkenau. They lived for each other, body and soul. They quickly became my friends. Having once belonged to a Zionist youth organization, they knew countless Hebrew songs. And so we would sometimes hum melodies evoking the gentle waters of the Jordan River and the majestic sanctity of Jerusalem. We also spoke often about Palestine. Their parents, like mine, had not had the courage to sell everything and emigrate while there was still time. We decided that if we were allowed to live until the liberation, we would not stay another day in Europe. We would board the first ship to Haifa. Still lost in his Kabbalistic dreams, Akiba Drummer had discovered a verse from the Bible which, translated into numbers, made it possible for him to predict redemption in the weeks to come. We had left the tents for the musicians' block. We now were entitled to a blanket, a washbowl, and a bar of soap. The Blockälteste was a German Jew. It was good to have a Jew as your leader. His name was Alphonse, a young man with a startlingly wizened face. He was totally devoted to defending his block. Whenever he could, he would organize a cauldron of soup for the young, for the weak, for all those who dreamed more of an extra portion of food than of liberty.